AM set lines. In local news, developer of a Woolloongabba building have asked the Brisbane Council to approve a taller skyscraper. Applicant Saunders Healthy Group called the location the heart of Woolloongabba and asked for towers of up to 41 stories in height of the current site of Southside Toyota Service Center to, quote, reflect the importance of the land. The previously approved application allowed towers of between 14 and 20 stories. In more local news, Queensland First Satellite Hospital will open next week. The new Redlands Satellite Hospital will start to receive patients from next Monday and will provide quality health care closer to home for Redland Coast and Bay Island residents. Minister for Health, Mental Health and Ambulance Services, Shannon Fentiman, said this facility will take pressure off the Redland Hospital and Emergency Department. She also said the Redland Hospital modular expansion project is underway and will add 28 new acute inpatient beds to the region, further reducing the pressure across the state. In national news, the Australian dollar is slumping, causing the possibility of interest rate to stay high for longer. At the beginning of the year, one Australian dollar would buy you US 71 cents at a major bank. But you could only get US 61 cents now, with a 9% drop. Commonwealth Bank currency strategist Christina Clifford said it could fall far lower and predicted it to potentially fall below US 60 cents in near term. In international news, the Japanese government will decide today about the release date of treated water from Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea. Around 1.3 million tons of water that could fill more than 500 Olympic swimming pools have accumulated since the Fukushima plant was knocked out by an earthquake and tsunami in 2011. Plant operators said around 1,000 steel tanks are now full and it wants to start discharging the water into the Pacific via a 1 kilometer underwater pipe. The government has said it planned to begin the releasing of the water before the end of the summer. For your weather, Brisbane is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow from 8 a.m. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
This song contains adult themes and coarse language.
Warning, warning, language warning! Ah!